Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Well, my life may be over now that I'm married, but I'm still here, stood in my garage next to my best friend. So it's, all is not lost. Oh, no, wait, that does sound rubbish. Welcome to another episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt. I've got to say that at your wedding, which we touched on in stoppage time last week, but we'll talk a bit more about it because it was a beautiful day. You spent most of the evening on the dance floor, so I was seeing your dance moves. Weren't as embarrassing as you look now with that purple shirt on. I mean, for the benefit of those who aren't watching on YouTube, Elliot, as you can imagine, is wearing his Orlando City shirt today.
Which is the rather aptly titled Through Thick and Thin shirt, which just quite a lot of thin at the minute.
But... yeah. Well, you know what? You've done me a favour there, because I think Through Thick and Thin, bearing in mind that, as we'll talk about very soon when we recap this weekend's action, both our sides lost... I think will be the name of this episode.
Okay.
So, future Henry, who will be uploading this to your podcast provider, thanks you because he doesn't have to think of that.
I can save him even more time. I think we just skip all of the MLS stuff and the, you know, the review and the results and all that stuff. Like, we just skip that. It saves you bothering, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're not going to. We're going to be talking about a busy show today, actually. Your last full one before you go on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the weekend's action, of course. We're bringing back Ray of Sunshine. We've got a game that you've got brought to the table. And we've got something that I'm going to put in Eli Room 101 as well.
It's busy. However, that's just the way we like it. I've also got a game with a changing name player for you.
Ah, right. Okay. So we're going to start the show with that. Before we do, I need to say, because I will forget, I forgot on the Stoppage Time episode last week, we are on TikTok now. You may have seen.
Right. This is exciting. It came up. I know there'll be a reason why this happened.
The algorithms and
all that, but it did come up on my For You page, which I was quite excited about.
Was it my face or your face? Because there's nothing weirder than
No, it was mine. It was like, and it's so zoomed in, and I was like, what happened? What's happened here?
So if you have TikTok, follow us at MLS UK Show. We talk, basically it's clips from the show. We'll do some other bits. Can't promise that we'll be dancing, but there'll be other bits, you know, the sort of... we'll get onto whatever's popular on TikTok at some point.
But... oh, we sound like such granddads.
We do.
Oh, we don't know what we'll do. We'll just do something popular.
We need actual listeners and MLS fans to follow us because we put the first video up and the Cooligans followed us and said, welcome to TikTok. They said we're basically British football fans love to, slag off MLS, basically. And we kind of laughed it off. But after paused, I think we've done 3 or 4 videos on there now. No, that is the case. So in the comments, it is just people slagging off MLS. So we need genuine MLS fans to come in, speak in the comments and big up the league. Because if we do it, we seem like we're just talking to ourselves. So we need actual people, actual listeners to do it. So follow us, MLS UK Show on TikTok, please.
Love that. Okay, are you ready to play?
The game with a change in name.
Yes. So this is a player who has played both in the UK and in MLS. I'm going to give you their career path. You have to tell me who it is. Henry's prolifically good at this game. It's actually borderline annoying. Okay, so this player started their career in 1997.
Oh, okay.
At Hartlepool United.
Yeah, not a good start for me.
doesn't get any better for me. They then moved to Ipswich Town in 2001.
Right. They were in the Premier League then, I think, maybe?
Doubt it. they were there from 2001 to 2005 before they went to Sunderland.
Right.
Any early guesses?
Oh.
It's Ipswich, Sunderland's quite Roy Keane at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah. Carry on.
Okay. They went back to Ipswich, which is disgusting for all involved. imagine spending 5 years of your life there and then going, I think I'm going to go back. I'd have loved it so much.
I'm not saying anything because Bolton play Ipswich this weekend on the first game of the season. So I'm not saying anything about Ipswich. Just I don't want to jinx anything.
They also played for Huddersfield Town, Swindon Town, Bury.
Oh, my hometown.
Back to Hartlepool, consistently making awful decisions here. and me.
Go on. So he signed Ipswich, Sunderland, Bury, Hartlepool, Swindon.
The reason I'm laughing is because they were listed as an MLS player, so I've searched out their Wikipedia and now there's no MLS.
Oh.
Surely. Wait a minute.
This is unbelievable. You need a holiday, mate.
How's that happened? Wait a minute.
Unbelievable.
No, I didn't.
Another message to future Henry. Keep this in. Because occasionally we'll make ourselves look stupid and I will take it out for both of us, not just me. Whereas I feel with this, I should keep this in.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I've promoted TikTok. I'll promote everything else. If you are on Twitter, Instagram, don't forget to follow us at MLS UK Show. Send us an email. Email us with an actual game with a changing name that you'd like to put forward. Someone who has played in MLS and the UK, not just someone who's played in the UK. hello@mls.show as well. YouTube, subscribe on there. Click the notification bell. Like all our videos, comment. And anything else? Podcast provider, can you subscribe on there, please?
I'm back in the room.
Oh, hi, Elliot.
I don't really know what's gone on here. I appear to have mixed up two people with the same first name. However, here's the real person with their actual career.
Right, okay.
They started their career and it was... This is why I thought it was the right person.
okay.
And they played 247 times for Ipswich, which with the last person having two spells there, I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Okay, what year did they play for Ipswich?
2007 to 2018.
Right, okay. A bit later.
They also played for Colorado Rapids 60 times.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunderland, see what I mean?
All right, okay.
And then Colchester United.
Right, so they played for what... A long time for Ipswich then, many years. Okay, Colorado, Sunderland, and Colchester. I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to have to think while we record it. If you know, based on only the second career path, then please get in touch, as I've just said, at MLS UK Show. Or if you're watching on YouTube, comment below on the video if you get it right.
There's a lot of Ipswich, a lot of Sunderland. And yeah, Colorado Rapids.
Okay. Right, it's time to talk about what happened this weekend in MLS. But first, we're going to hear from ourselves, who are going to tell you about our sponsor.
Let's hope I get that one right.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK Show.
Yes, the MLS UK Show is, of course, sponsored by Soccer 90. Make sure you go and check out everything they've got to offer ahead of the brand new season, which is just days away now.
Yes, they've got English leagues, they've got European leagues also as well. I'm just looking here. They have got the official World Cup football as well that you can buy on there.
It's nice, that.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah. So loads to get on there. Obviously, MLS stuff as well and North American leagues. But if you go on there, soccer90.com, put loads of stuff in your basket And a little treat from ourselves and Soccer 90 is when you get to the checkout in the discount code, if you type in MLS UK, you get 20% off too.
Now, can we get back to talking about Ipswich? I just love them so much, you know.
The MLS UK show.
So let's have a look what happened this weekend in MLS. Elliot, where should we start? Should we start at the very top where New York City beat Inter Miami? Or
that's probably the happiest I'm going to be throughout all of this. So let's do that.
Yeah, I noticed that Atlanta was the last game. So I've got a while to go before I talk about them. New York City FC, it was a bit of a Tatis goodbye, wasn't it? He looks like he's going to be signing for... Girona, is that right?
Yeah,
part of a City group.
I actually didn't know that they were.
I think any team that anyone from NYCFC is linked to, just assume that they're part of a City group. Are you, just a note on this, are you surprised that a team, I mean, with respect to Girona, I think Castellanos can do a bit better than that. Are you surprised, or are you thinking maybe this is just a leapfrog over to Manchester City maybe?
I don't know the ins and outs of the way it works with the City group basically buying the player from themselves. I don't know. Yeah. There's clearly benefits to that rather than selling him to Leeds, pop into my mind for obvious reasons. So I don't know. I don't know if there's maybe that's got something to do with it. I am surprised that he's not going to a high level championship team, if I'm honest with you. Yeah.
Not Premier League?
Premier League goes about saying, but it would be mid to lower table. There was not really any rumours of that actually happening, which is why I thought, you know, the Premier League teams weren't going to come in for him. I do think there's a bit of a risk involved with Tati. He's very much a form-based player.
Right.
There is, of course, I like him, but there is, of course, the attitude issues as well, the discipline. And I just wonder if maybe he's got a bit more to prove. And I know that sounds crazy because MLS is a good, strong league. He's done very well there. But I do feel like maybe Premier League teams would have had reservations.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, personally, I think we spoke at the start of the season and said that he did very well last year. He kind of needs another season in MLS. And to be honest, the way he is, bearing in mind that we're on the home straight now, really, in MLS, and he's joint top goal scorer, I would say that he's proved it for a second season. So I would love to see him for longer. I think if he would have stayed with NYCFC, they would have had a great chance of winning MLS Cup. However, with the way the leagues run and the fact that it runs through the summer and the European leagues are about to start, it doesn't surprise me that he's, he's heading over to Europe. I think he could have signed for a better team than Girona. I think maybe another team in La Liga or Serie A, Premier League lower half team. But I think it's the right time for him. Whether he'll be a success or not, I don't know, because we've seen players that have been very successful in MLS go to Europe and not do it. So that I've got reservations about that. However, I think it possibly is the right time for him in his career. But I mean, it's such a shame for NYCFC, and it's going to be a big hit to them. I don't know whether they've got any plans to replace him. But halfway through the season, it's not ideal, is it, for NYCFC?
And he didn't get his goodbye goal.
He didn't. It was offside in the end. I mean, you could argue that Amundsen, who crossed it in, he was level with him. So was it offside? We will talk later on about dodgy decisions, especially with VAR. But they did still win 2-0. Maxi Morales got the first, and then Hebert got the second. Amundsen got his assist with that one eventually. But 2-0 at home to Inter Miami. They've won 4 in a row now, NYCFC, and they're flying.
Yeah, keeping pace with Philly, who we will, of course, come on to. They've got that game in hand still in their pocket, which we talked about before. You just need to make sure that Philly don't get away. I think at this point, you've got them in your sights. You've got the game in hand. They're doing everything that they can do.
Yeah, Miami couldn't follow up, get back to winning ways after their 6-0 defeat to Barcelona, which Phil Neville called the biggest game in their history. And then brought on his son and David Beckham's son, which I thought was a bit odd. But hey, who are we to judge what Miami do? Actually,
it's so bizarre down there, isn't it? It really is. There's so much strange stuff.
I was going to say, who are we to judge? We do actually judge what Miami do quite a lot on this podcast. Right, moving on throughout the weekend then. Cincinnati 1, Nashville 1. Cincinnati yeah, remaining in the playoff picture. They've they've not won in six. They've drawn five though, so I'm sure they'll want to get a win under the belt soon. But still, they're a lot higher than what we thought they'd be.
Yeah, definitely. Easily their most successful season. There is a danger, of course, that now they don't make the playoffs, and that is a disaster because this is the closest they've ever come.
Yeah.
However, really, really like the look of, you know, the way they turn things around.
Yeah, Vasquez getting his 11th for the season. I mean, he's been such a big part of that. You know, I know they've got a few players that have done really well, getting a lot of assists, but you need someone to stick the ball in the net. So,
well, Vasquez, you know, with 11, we talked about Tati, who's on 13. Tati's in a much more creative outfit, yeah, at NYCFC. So Vasquez getting 11 in Cincinnati is fantastic.
It is, yeah. Nashville, they've got the four of the next five at home. Obviously, they've got a bit of a backlog through only heading to their new stadium partway through the season. So Nashville, yeah, they've won one in five, but with four in the next five at home, you'd think that they'll win a few of those, surely.
Yeah, we said before, didn't we, you know, question marks over Gary Smith. I think, you know, win these home games and the monkey's off his back.
Exactly. Columbus Crew 0, New England Revolution 0. So, Elliot, would you like to boo both of those sides?
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
It is
just boo.
Columbus, though, have risen up the table. We were worried about them a few episodes ago, but now they're unbeaten in nine. They're going on a weird run where they're not winning two in a row. They've kind of drawn one and then won one, but they're not losing. They're up to sixth now in the East.
Spluttering a little bit. But, you know, we've given praise to Cincinnati for turning things around. Columbus even ahead of them. So, you know, clearly a better season than it's maybe appeared when you just sort of look at their results. I think they're a team that you look at the standings and go, oh.
Yeah, I'm quite... When I saw before that they were in sixth, it kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought they were down in 10th, but that's mainly because even though they've been unbeaten, they haven't been on that winning run. So if they can bring that together, they've got tough games coming up. They're going to Charlotte next, which, as anyone knows, is a tough place to go. But if they can push on now, then they can rise up the league, because you've got to say in the East, I mean, take out the top four, it's very close. So if you can get a few good results together, you are getting into that fifth place.
I think you have to be careful with that though, because it's close. It's close for a reason. No one wants it.
No.
You know, no one's performing particularly well outside of the top two. It sounds harsh, but it is true. And that's why it's remained so tight. That's why Columbus have been able to win a few games, and all of a sudden they're back up there. Level on points with Orlando, who we're going to talk about next. You know, and there's no shame in losing to Philadelphia, of course, but this is the problem with the season. I said it the last few episodes. It's not been good enough, and Columbus have caught us up.
So with Orlando then, you know, credit to Philadelphia. They went one. They've won four in a row now. Yeah. They're smashing it, top of the East. With Orlando, of course, there was an incident with the goal itself. It was given offside. Then checked, overturned. Then in the 93rd minute, you could have had a penalty for a tug on Antonio Carlos. Where do you think we're at? I know Orlando City UK was very upset with the penalty appeal in the last minute. He thinks it should have been a goal. Are you the same? Because, I mean, I'm going to talk about shirt pulling later on. It happens in every game, sure.
Yeah. My issue with this season is much bigger than that moment. You know, losing to Philadelphia, okay, right, so what? We could have got a penalty and we could have got a point. Fine. It's not going to change my view on this season. Currently, it's an unpopular opinion, but I just don't think Oscar's getting what he should do out of this roster, because I think it's actually one of the best rosters in the league. It's a little bit I think the roster doesn't, you don't look down at it and go, cool, yeah, that's amazing. But well, actually,
you've not got any star names, have you, at the moment?
But they are, it's just a really good, strong roster that should be doing way better.
Yeah, no star names, but you have got, across the pitch. Whereas when you've had Nani or you've had Kaká, there's been holes, haven't there, around the...
Sorry, I tried.
There's been holes around the, in certain positions, whereas now you have got more consistency around it. But It's like I said on the last episode, you're sticking in fifth. It's amazing how you're still there, because even last week with the Atlanta game, we should have won that game. We for an hour, it was all Atlanta, and we didn't do. So you're just managing to stay in there. But as we've just said, it's getting closer and closer now. So it will take one game where you'll lose, everyone else will win, and suddenly you'll find yourself in, I don't know, like 10th.
Well, it's like I said, no one wants it. No one is picking up any points in the East. It's given those other teams a big opportunity.
Yeah, and one of those could be Toronto. What a performance this was. That first half performance, 4-0 up at halftime. It ended 4-0 against Charlotte. And the Italian Revolution has begun. And I tell you what, if this is what we've got to expect, I'm excited. I'm going to be watching Toronto every week.
The Italian Revolution, but with Michael Bradley marauding... meandering through the defence and tucking away his second goal of the game. Sorry, what is going on?
What a goal that was. Just the coolness of it. Like, Michael Bradley, we've got to remember, it's not like he scores all the time. He's not a goal-scoring midfielder. I think he scored once this season against Miami, maybe. But I think, was that 5-4 or that game? No, New York City FC. Everyone was scoring. But yeah, to score two, and, you know, Benedeschi got his goal on his debut. Insigne looked good as well. Fantastic. 4-0 at halftime. Incredible. The thing is with this, you could look at Charlotte. And of course, you can look at some negatives in their play, but I'm not going to do that. You know, they ended up with 10 men. It's fine. Fuchs got sent off. We're not going to talk about it because Toronto were that good. And I mean, I did feel sorry for Charlotte because let's face it, they were bridesmaids to what was going on Saturday. It was all about Toronto and their new players. But yeah, this is the new Toronto. I'm excited. 6 points off the playoffs.
Calm yourself down. I said in our stoppage time episode, I said they're going to be a force next year with these signings, you know, what they're trying to do, the Italian Revolution. I didn't realise it was going to be so soon, maybe this season. But of course, let's just remember, you've nailed your colours to the mast now. You've gone, oh, Toronto, yeah, I love it. Now Henry's supporting them. Watch what happens when they lose next week.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they've got Vancouver in the Canadian Championship coming up. They've got New England Revolution away, Nashville away, Portland at home, any Revs at home. We're quite a varied mix of matches there.
We're going to get a good idea of where they're at from that, I think.
Yeah. Charlotte, to, got to say, fair play. They beat Chelsea on penalties in the week.
It is funny.
They've got their next three at home. We know how good Charlotte are at home. So they're eighth. They could be making moves into the playoffs, get good results in those games, which you would fancy them to do that. You know, we could end in 3 weeks' time with Charlotte in the playoffs.
One team that's definitely in the playoffs, for me, Montreal.
Yes, definitely.
2-1 winners over DC, who are bottom of the East. But Montreal, I think, maybe underappreciated a little bit.
I'd say so. I think we've even been guilty on this podcast of doing it. We've said that they've been very good, but then we've had a caveat of going, well, they could drop off later in the season. Will they make the playoffs? You've got teams just outside it who could argue that are perhaps a bit better or a bit more suited to it. Montreal, 9 points clear of eighth. They're in the playoffs for me. I don't think they're dropping out anymore.
No, DC though, bottom of the East.
Yeah, they ain't getting in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen a bit of a Toronto being revitalized by their new signings. Listen, DC have signed Ravel Morrison. He could well be a great player for them. He's shown glimpses.
But he should have been in MLS years ago when everyone was doubting him. That was the time to go and prove yourself. Now I just think everyone's bored of it.
Yeah, but he played well under Rooney last year for Derby, so maybe he can get something out of him. Do I think Rooney and Ravel Morrison coming in is going to give DC a bit of a bump like Toronto have had? No, I don't actually. So DC, it is a case of just see what you can get for the rest of the season, then look forward to next year.
We were a bit concerned about Minnesota in recent weeks, recent episodes. We needn't have been concerned.
Third now.
They're third. Yeah. 2-1 winners over Houston away as well, which is very impressive. And they look like they're there to stay.
Yeah, 4 points clear in the playoffs. They beat Everton 4-0 as well, which we put on our social media. Would have angered a few Euro snobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbeaten in five. Yeah, they're doing well. And if this is the thing, like we've said in the East with the teams that are bunching up, I think take the top two out of the West, the LAFC and Austin. They're done. They will be top two. Minnesota to, I don't know, 10th, 11th, 12th, that is where the real battle is. And Minnesota, at the moment, playing well in third. If they continue this, they'll comfortably get a home match in the playoffs.
You say LAFC and Austin are there. It's done. It's dusted. It's going to be one of the two. It's probably going to be LAFC. They beat Kansas 2-0, SKC 2-0 away. SKC dropping away massively now.
Yeah, 14th. I've not seen... We were having a conversation off air before saying that SKC, we've not really seen them in the matches we've seen SKC. They've not really been battered. And I didn't even think that was the case on Saturday. But they've not shown me enough that they're going to turn around a 10-point gap to the playoffs. I think they're done and dusted now.
So when you look at SKC and you think they're done and dusted, looking at the teams around them, Houston, of course, who we just talked about, you know, San Jose, to be below San Jose, Houston, Vancouver, teams that have been recently very, very poor in the last few seasons, how bad is it that they are bottom? You just don't expect it from them.
No, SKC's season for me is the US Open Cup.
Yeah.
They go to Sacramento this week. If they lose that, then they've had a dreadful season. If they win, they could maybe get some silverware out of it and it could sort of mask things a little bit. But they've just been disappointed. I've been so disappointed with SKC.
I could say the same about Orlando. We're pinning our hopes on the US Open Cup because I don't think the playoffs is happening.
You're so negative. You're fifth.
Realistic, I think, is the phrase.
LAFC. There's one man who we were very excited about joining MLS, and he got his first goal at the weekend. I watched the Toronto game, and afterwards, when it finished, it was quite late here in the UK, and I was like, I should go to bed, but it's halftime in the SKC-LAFC match. It was on TV here in the UK. I knew Gareth Bale was going to come on. I thought, no, stick it out. Next 45 minutes, Poppy weren't happy. Because
you're a married man. You shouldn't be creeping up to bed at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, Poppy weren't happy. She was like, what are you still doing up? I was like, Gareth Bale's just scored. She didn't care then. She did in the morning, but not then.
Bale made it look easy as well.
He did. It was tough for that. He had to, you know, run with it and then, you know, to toe poked it in. But he did make it look easy.
That's the sort of goal that gets shown over here and people go, that league.
Yeah.
He made it look too easy.
He did. First goal, and he's probably played the equivalent of like just over a half worth of football for LAFC. He's got his first goal now. If he remains fit, if he plays the majority of games to the end of the season, how many goals does he get? Does he get 10?
That's big.
I think
I'll go 9.
9.
Play it safe.
I think he gets 10. I really do.
Gareth Bale, 10 goals or more. What do you reckon? At MLS UK show, let us know.
I mean, they've got... We said it before, we'll say it again. They've got one hell of a team. But they're 4 points clear of Austin now in the West. I've noticed the teams in the East, NYC, FC and Philadelphia, they're slowly catching LAFC up. We were saying it was between one out of one to win Supporters' Shield. Those teams are catching them up slightly. We're having a bit of a battle now for Supporters' Shield.
Yeah, and I like that. We thought the West was looking really, really strong. You know, the East starting to come into its own a little bit. The teams sort of third down in the East, not so much. But yeah, it's hotting up. If you had to go East or West, what would you say?
West. I think LAFC are going to definitely do it. But at least we're having a bit of a battle now.
Okay.
Real Salt Lake 0, FC Dallas 1. Great result for Dallas. They're in fifth now in the West. RSL remain fourth.
Yeah, and the thing is with RSL, you know, you lose at home to Dallas. It's not a disaster.
No.
They are a good side. I think, you know, these two are going to be in and around. But for me, it's looking at the teams that are, you know, coming from outside the playoffs. LA Galaxy obviously clinging on for dear life. But Portland and Seattle, you just feel like they're going to get in there. And who's going to be the one that drops out?
Yeah, the longer LA Galaxy remain in seventh, their fans will really worry because we've had this before. But RSL, we discussed it, sticking around. The thing about Dallas for me, Jesus Ferreira got his 12th of the season. When you've got somebody who's scoring goals
Absolutely.
On a regular basis, that you tend to do quite well. So I fancy Dallas to remain in.
And Seattle, 2-1 winners over Colorado, staking their claim, syndrome over.
I don't think it's quite over. They lost the three before it. But I think they're getting there. I think they had a slight blip. but they will be fine in the playoffs. I mean, bearing in mind this game, they went 1-0 down and got a man sent off and still won. So, you know, when you're doing that, I know Colorado haven't been great, but when you're doing that, you're grinding out results, it is a good sign. And, you know, you just have to look at the likes of Morris, Ladero, Rui Diaz. Seattle have got good players. I think they'll be okay.
Colorado season over?
You see, they're only 6 points off the playoffs, but yeah, I don't see Colorado putting that run together to get in, personally.
No, I have to agree, actually. One team that we couldn't really see much hope for, and we said they never score, Chicago Fire.
Yeah, hopeless. I think, you know, never score. They've won the last three, and they won 3-1 at the weekend. So, yeah. They're 2 points off the playoffs. Are they back? Are they going to get into the playoffs? In an East where you said nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it. And they could absolutely get in. I'm looking at Columbus have already put a bit of a run together. They've caught up Orlando. I think Cincinnati are always going to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. They've had a good season, but they are always going to be vulnerable. Charlotte teetering on the edge. Chicago obviously got more experience. New England Revolution as well. It's anyone's.
It is. Vancouver are 4 points off the playoffs. This is how funny it is. Would you put Vancouver in the bracket of getting in the playoffs?
No.
No, yeah, they're only 2 points off Chicago. Yeah. This is how this podcast works, ladies and gentlemen.
No, absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Right, well, we spoke about Seattle. Now it's time to speak about Portland, who also won 2-1, who also went 1-0 down. The difference is they didn't have a man sent off. Good win in the end for Portland. San Jose, I know they're 13th. They're not having a great season, but you've got to go and grind out results, as I said, and Portland have done that. They're unbeaten in seven now, Portland.
Yeah, so the Cascadia cough, very much not a thing. But the problem is, I don't want to blame my own wedding and gathering 200 of my friends and family. I'm going to blame Portland for this cough that I've got currently, because I think now they've shaken it off, it's come to me.
All right. Okay. Well, it's gone to Orlando in general, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're level on points with LA Galaxy, are Portland, and they're doing well. They've got games coming up that are tough. Minnesota away, tough. Nashville and Dallas at home. You'd expect them to get something, but still tough. And then Toronto away. So we'll see where they are after that. But yeah, I'd be quietly confident if I was a Portland fan.
San Jose.
Wouldn't be if I was a San Jose fan.
Yeah, basically bottom, just above SKC. It's just another disappointing season. I don't really know. I don't know what we're ever supposed to say. I try to be positive about San Jose. You know, when Almeida was there, they had some great results. They scored lots of goals and then conceded lots of goals. But we tried to be positive. What's going on now?
Well, Bobas has been their only positive, I think, so far. That's harsh. They've got a few other two players. But 8 points off the playoffs. You look at San Jose this year, you got, oh, they're in transition again because of the head coach. But it's the last few seasons. They've had the odd season where they've challenged for playoffs. But in the last two or three, you don't expect much from them. You expect goals in their games. I've got to say that. They do love a 3-3 or a 4-3. But, yeah, other than that, they're not really challenging. So, yeah, something needs to happen at San Jose. They need someone to come in at head coach and sort things out.
Austin, challenging LAFC at the top. We've seen stranger things happen. They lost at home to Red Bulls, though.
What a game this was.
The 7 goals.
Yeah, Red Bulls went 4-1 up, and then Austin put it back to 4-3. I've got to say, 81st minute, pulling it back to 4-3, I expected Austin to get an equaliser. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So well done, Red Bulls, bouncing back from their defeat to NYCFC last week. Red Bulls and Austin are in very similar places. Red Bulls are third in the East, but about 4 points off NYCFC.
Yeah.
Austin, 4 points of LAFC. Could any of those catch the teams above them? And if they were, who would you... Like, if one of those teams were going to finish top of the conference, who would it be?
I think Philly and NYCFC are pretty set at the top. LAFC, they've always kind of got some potential to drop some points. They've got a very good roster. So, and I think it's more about Austin being really good. I actually really rate Austin.
Yeah.
So that's maybe the only one where I can see them getting close, but I do think LAFC will win it.
Yeah, first defeat in seven for Austin. You just, I've got to say, you called it. You said that they'd recruited the best in close season, and yeah, you're looking at you right. So I'll give you that one.
It's the only time I've ever spoken any sense.
The final game, LA Galaxy 2, Atlanta 0. Another case for Atlanta. One step forward, one step back. We got 4 points from RSL and Orlando in two games before, and now we lost. So, hey, it's how it is. Atlanta, 12th in the East. This is the annoying thing about Atlanta. We're only 4 points off the playoffs.
You just think, come on, just don't be so rubbish for just one more game, and then you're there. But
yeah, I just feel that we're going to be like that for the rest of the season. We're going to be within touching distance, but never put a consistent run together to get in there. LA Galaxy, big win for them. They'd lost the last three before that, so they really needed a win. 2-0 in the end. So yeah, I mean, credit to Galaxy. They went 1-0 up, got the second in the 96th minute. But yeah, Atlanta, I don't know, just disappointing again. I think you look at Atlanta's next few games, Chicago away, who are playing well. Seattle at home. Again, you'd fancy Atlanta at home, but it's against Seattle. Cincy away, and then Red Bulls at home. So it's not easy matches.
No, I have to agree. I think if I believe Orlando are in trouble, which I do, then I can't. It would be weird if I turn around and said, oh, well, Atlanta will be fine. Yeah, very similar seasons.
Yeah. Well, I need cheering up. And there's one man who can cheer me up. Sorry, Elliot, it's not you. It is Ray Hudson.
Yes.
He's back. The ray of sunshine. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Ray Hudson is the summariser, the colour commentator for Inter Miami. And last week, while we were at your wedding, Elliot, they played
Did
Charlotte.
Did you sneak off and watch the game?
No, I didn't. I wish I had done, because I've got the clips here.
Thanks.
They, if you remember last week, so Charlotte went 2-0 up, and then Inter Miami came back and won 3-2. So I was getting tweets the next morning going, Henry, I hope you watched the Inter Miami game because Ray Hudson was on form. Unfortunately, obviously, I couldn't, yeah. But I could catch up with the day after. So now we're doing a full episode. We have got Ray Hudson in his element, and this is where we love him when he's a big game. When it's entertaining, he comes out with some brilliant quotes. So we've got some clips here from that game. The first one is actually from when Yordi Reyna scored the first goal for Charlotte. So it's actually when they went 1-0 down. And here's what he had to say about it.
And then, in a blink of a bee's eye, Yordi Reyna it is who strikes it home.
The blink of a bee's eye. Which
I think he just plays bingo. He just takes random things, yeah. Some random animals, and just puts them together.
Yeah, he's got put just a few pots on his table, and he picks out like a word from each one. He's like, blinks, bee, eye.
The blink of a bee's eye.
It should be very fast, I can imagine. Right, the second clip is actually from Reina's second goal, which made it 2-0 to Charlotte.
To Yordi here, he takes everything into account. And absolutely sends this home with two dozen roses tied around his right foot. It's beautifully placed, and it's placed where the spiders live.
Yes.
Quite a lot to unpack in there.
Beautifully packaged roses around his right foot.
And all with a Geordie accent.
And he stuck it where the spiders live.
In the corner?
Top corner.
Right, yeah.
I think we should use that one from now. I like the spiders.
Where the spiders live.
And the third clip we've got, this is the last goal. It's Emerson Rodriguez to make it 3-2, I think 86th minute or something. Naturally, Miami have been 2-0 down. They've pulled it back to 2-2. 86th minute, they get the winner. He's excited. And here's how Ray Hudson described the goal. Slicker.
The first one?
Slicker than a squash banana on the floor, on a tiled floor, I should say. And right. Then he says, because, you've got to gamble because scared money never wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Hudson.
Love him. I love him so much. Ray Hudson, that was the ray of sunshine for this week. If you, because you've got to remember that we don't get Ray Hudson really in the UK because we have our own commentators. So if Ray's commentating on a Miami game, chances are that will be what will be on MLS's YouTube channel. So if you are watching the Miami game, if you hear Ray Hudson, if he says some brilliant things, please send them to us at MLS UK Show and we'll play them out on the podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Right, so to round off this weekend's action, and before we play Elliot's game today, we need to put something else into the Eli Room 101.
Getting full in there.
It is, yeah. We've had VAR and in there, and it's kind of to do with VAR this week. We've had kickoff times in there. We've had rain delays in there. We've had all sorts. It's getting quite full, as you said. Now, bearing in mind, this is nothing to do with Eli Room. He's a very good goalkeeper. It's just that we wanted to do a Room 101, so it would naturally call it the Eli Room 101. This week, in the Eli Room 101, I am putting in MLS putting referee decisions on Twitter and getting people to judge whether they would have given it a certain way or not.
Oh, sponsored by Pringles.
Yeah, because right. They are the only league, I'm guessing, that does this. And it is very MLS.
It just highlights how awful they are.
It does, yeah. It doesn't do the referees any good. So what this has come from is the Orlando game. I said before we're going to talk about, the shirt pull. And whether you thought it was a shirt pull or not, whether you thought it was a penalty or not, that is up for debate. The referee said no. And then went to VAR and said no still. But the thing is with that then a day later, MLS go on their Twitter account and go, hey, what would you have given the decision at? So where in the comments, it's obviously full of Orlando fans going, the referee's rubbish. And it just, like you said, it highlights poor decisions. I know some people may agree with the referee, some people might not. But it still highlights poor decisions. I don't know, I think... For me, I don't think it's right we do it. I don't think we're getting anything from it.
Got to get that Pringles money, though.
Well, they have, but surely Pringles could sponsor something else. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Why don't they sponsor Pringles?
You've just done it. You've just thought of something better.
To be fair, the Audi goals thing, though, is good.
That is good, yeah. But maybe they can do Pringles another one. But, yeah, that's going in the Eli Room 101 for me, is that, yeah, don't highlight poor decisions and get fans to say what they do, because it just makes the referees look stupid.
It's like, in normal working terms, it's like missing a meeting or turning up late for work and then the next day going, guys, Do you reckon I should have been in that meeting, or like, what do you think? Like,
yeah.
Hey guys, do you think I was late, or was I just,
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's in the Eli Room 101 this week. Okay, so Elliot,
yes,
we need to play your game that you've brought to the table this week. I've missed your games. We've not done it in a while.
No, we haven't. We've been talking too much about actual real important stuff. It's the Women's Euros at the minute, Henry.
Yes, England doing very well.
And because it's the Women's Euros, I've taken quite a keen interest in not just the England women, but the rest of the tournament. Obviously, I love hearing like some of the players like, oh, they play for Houston Dash. Yeah. You know, I love hearing the crossover. So I have devised a game where I'm going to read you some names. As you hear each name, you have to tell me whether that is an NWSL player.
Okay.
In the women's league in America, or an MLS player.
Right, okay. This is going to be interesting because, I think there'll be some sort of MLS players that are rooted way deep down in the squads that I might not know. And I might look, make myself look stupid on this one. So.
Obviously, I've not chosen, like, you know, ones who score every week. Yeah, you're going to know. Okay, your first player.
Okay.
Karifa Yao.
Karifa Yao.
Not to be confused with Griffin.
Yeah. I think that's, NWSL.
Do you think it's NWSL?
Yeah.
That is MLS.
Who do they play for?
Montreal.
I should know that. Montreal doing very well.
Devon Kerr.
Oh, that's the NWSL.
You're very confident there.
Yeah, I just know the name.
Right, okay. Parker Goines.
Oof. If I get this wrong, it'll be a kick in the Goines. I'm going with MLS.
NWSL, Louisville.
All right, okay.
Channing Foster.
Channing. See, this is the thing that some American names could be both.
Mm.
I think Channing could be. Now, I don't know whether this is a curveball, because of course it's Channing Tatum, so that may make me think that it's MLS, but you may have thrown this as a curveball, so I'm going to go NWSL. Yes.
Chicago Red Stars.
There we go. We don't get to watch NWSL in this country.
No,
do we really?
No. Kendall McIntosh.
MLS.
Yes. Joe Rosales.
MLS.
Yes. And your final one, Riley Basden.
NWSL. There we go. Ended on a high. I knew it.
Well done.
That was a good game, that. Yeah, I think I have been. I've been really enjoying the Euros, the women's Euros, and I think it's like I said, we don't get to. I think hopefully one of the major sports networks channels in this country can pick up NWSL because we don't get to watch it at the moment.
Yeah, I went to an NWSL game in Orlando, which was really good. Got to see Alex Morgan,
mm-hmm.
And Bryony loved it as well. Really liked it. And actually, in that trip, I went to more women's games than men's, and I don't regret my decision because Orlando are terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. just to point out, when I said major networks should pick up the NWSL, I am aware that that will be the case in America, just not in this country, in case anyone goes, Henry, we get to watch it. Good game. Hopefully we should have another game when you get back from your honeymoon. Might be a honeymoon-inspired one, although... maybe some things that are going to happen on your honeymoon I don't really want to be playing a game about, but
now I'm going to be thinking about that.
Let's move on.
That's weird.
Right, before we go, we need to do our predictions for this weekend's MLS action. Last time, who do you think won?
You.
Me or you? Well, you're wrong. It was you. You're winning 5-4 now.
Oh, I love this game when I'm good at it.
Yeah, we got quite a few outcomes right. If you remember the time before, it was very low scoring. This was quite high. You got 50 points and I got 35. Just trying to see, did you get any spot on? You got Minnesota to beat DC 2-0, you got spot on. And then the rest you just got like majority. I think it was because that weekend, the rivalry week, I think it was second week, rivalry week, there was a lot of home wins. So I think that's why it was quite a high-scoring predictions game for me and you.
Well, let's do this week, shall we?
We do. Right, while we get this week's fixtures up, which we should have done.
You catch up. I mean, you know me. I've been all across it this episode. You know, I've been right on it.
If you want to play along at home, then you can do if you get the right outcome of a match. So say you say Orlando are going to win and they win, you get 5 points. If you say that they are going to win 3-0 and they win 3-0, you get 10 points. So there are Canadian Championship and US Open Cup matches as we discussed this week. But kicking off MLS on Saturday, it's Seattle traveling to LAFC. That's actually Saturday in this country, but Friday night in the States.
Yes. 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's ridiculous.
I'll get the highlights of that one.
2-0 LAFC.
Yeah, got to agree. LAFC will win. I think 3-0, actually.
Portland in great form, traveling to Minnesota, who are now third in the West.
Yes, they are. I think Minnesota, I don't think they'll lose. I think it's 1-1.
I was going to go 1-1. I'll go 2-2.
Chicago v Atlanta.
Home win for me. Ooh, always tough. 2-1.
Yeah, we're not great on the road, are we? I think 2-0 Chicago. Charlotte v Columbus.
Columbus on a bit of a resurgence next to each other in the East. Charlotte good at home, though. I'm going to go 2-1 Charlotte.
I think Charlotte win. I think 1-0.
Okay. Montreal, who we've said are going to make the playoffs. NYCFC definitely in the playoffs as well, but Montreal are at home.
2-2.
I think it's 2-1 NYC.
Philadelphia versus Houston.
Philly win this 2-0.
Yeah, you'd fancy them to win. I think it'll be 4-2.
Miami at home to Cincinnati.
Sorry, I'm just thinking, what makes me think Houston are going to score 2 at Philadelphia?
Oh, like, he's changed his mind.
One of the strongest defensive records. But no, I'll keep with it, stick with it.
Too late, move on. Now,
Miami, I think they win this one 2-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go 0-0.
Are you?
Yeah.
Chances are there'll be some sort of weather delay in that one. Yeah, it being Miami. Nashville v Vancouver.
Vancouver lose this 2-0.
4-1, Nashville.
This will be interesting because Henry loves Toronto now after seeing them play once. They're away at New England Revolution. Bit of a dodgy season for both.
2-2.
New England 1-0.
SKC v Austin.
Austin 2-0 winners.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, but just to not get the exact same score, I think it'll be 2-1 to Austin.
Dallas, who are above LA Galaxy in the West, are at home to them, and I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
2-0, Dallas.
San Jose host Real Salt Lake.
1-1.
I'm going to go Salt Lake 2-1 winners.
DC United versus Orlando. This is the Sunday evening match here in the UK. I think there's a reason why they've put it on a Sunday. I think Wayne Rooney gets his visa and he has his first match against Orlando. And DC win 2-0.
3-1 Orlando. Don't ask me why. I'm already changing my mind.
Right, well, that's it. There are some matches the week after. There's also some friendly matches as... the League's Cup matches, LA Galaxy and LAFC, so good luck to them. So there is our predictions. Get in touch with us, hello@mls.show, or tweet us, Instagram us @MLSUKshow, or TikTok us. I don't know how, just put it in the comments, I guess, but...
We're so old. TikTok us.
That's MLS UK show. Right, that's it for this episode. I'll tell you what, before I tell everyone what's coming up while you're on your honeymoon, why don't we find out who the player of the game with a changing name, part two, because you have already done part one, then realised they weren't a player in MLS. Who is the game with a changing name? I mean, I don't have a clue. I've got to be honest with you. So you can read out their career path and I'm still going to probably not have a clue.
So they started at Ipswich. They played 247 times for the Tractor Boys. I nearly called them something I shouldn't. They've played for Colorado Rapids 60 times and then Sunderland and Colchester United.
I'm surprised you've chosen this player who's played so many games for Ipswich because we probably have exhausted all the Norwich City MLS players, so it's nice to see that you've finally bit your lip, bitten the bullet, and gone with an Ipswich player.
Yep. Any guesses?
I don't know.
I'm surprised, to be honest.
Who was the first player? Because you said they had the same first name.
Yeah, Tommy Miller also played for Ipswich and Sunderland, which is why I got confused.
Tommy Smith. There we go.
Yes, of course, played for Colorado until fairly recently.
Yes, he did. Well done if you got that right. Apologies if you got the first one right. I got mixed up with the first one. But hey, he needs a holiday and he's going on one. Right, you may remember in June, I was on my honeymoon and during that period we spoke
lovely, wasn't it?
We spoke to some MLS personalities. We spoke to Ian Joy and Liam Ridgewell. We have already recorded one. With Danny Higginbottom, so that's coming up, and that was, bearing in mind, so I did that one, you unfortunately couldn't get on the Zoom, you were busy, not that you were technologically
poor. Not like my nan.
But we can only say thank you to Danny, because we don't really say, can we have 20 minutes of your time, as kind of a polite way of asking. We don't really say, or they don't really come to us and go, well, you've only got 10 minutes. But Danny gave me about an hour, over an hour. And after we finished the interview, we spoke for 10 minutes afterwards. So I think we're going to split it into two parts. He tells a story, which will probably be in part two, an incredible story about Sir Alex Ferguson, which I know is nothing to do with MLS, but I still think we're going to share it because it's fantastic. So that's what's coming up. We're hopefully going to speak to other people as well, because you're away for 3 weeks. You get paid too much.
I don't... I also don't get paid while I'm on holiday, so it's a terrible decision all around. But yeah, I will leave the show in the more than capable hands of Henry Hewitt, and I'll see you on the other side when I come back a boring man, married.
Yes, you'll be tanned, but Orlando will be out of the playoffs.
Don't disagree with that.
Right, that's it. Don't forget to, if you listen on your podcast provider, subscribe, follow, leave a rating, leave a review. But if you are going to leave a rating out of 5 stars, Elliot, there's one rule and one rule only.
Excuse the wedding ring. 5 stars only.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that affects the cameras.
Dazzled them.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. We're approaching 600 subscribers, which is very good. And leave a comment. Click the notification bell. If you're just subscribing, watch every episode back. That helps as well.
Yeah, my favorite thing that YouTubers say, leave a comment in the comment section.
Yes.
Where else would you leave it?
Elliot, enjoy your honeymoon. We'll see you when you get back. Have you got anything to add before I give the famous last word?
Yes, make sure you subscribe to the Bali UK show, because I'm going to try and check out some football while I'm over there.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.